Good morning. It's Sunday the 15th of August and it's so good to have you with us here at Welton this morning as we gather together, however that looks, whether it's at the town park, whether it's in small groups in our homes or whether you're somewhere else, it's so good that we can be together to worship our God this morning. Please do get in touch if you'd like to know anything more about what's going on with Welton and enjoy this morning. We really pray that you will know God with you as you worship and as you listen to the Word of God. Have a great morning.
Welcome. We've been learning about the good news of Jesus. Today is about responding. It's about us, our choices, where we're at. In a moment, I'll introduce you to three of the many ways we can get stuck and not fully go for it with Jesus. Three situations we can find ourselves in which cause us to stop short of fully entering his kingdom life, the kingdom life we're invited to. I ask Jesus to be with us this morning, to show us where we stand with him, and to prompt us to say yes. Yes to following him and accepting everything he has for us. First, the gospel in 30 words. Jesus is God with us. Come to show us God's love, save us from sin, set up God's kingdom and shut down religion so we can share in God's life. By the author, Proxy Cavey. The challenge, where are you with Jesus today? Jesus is the good news. Jesus invites us to seek him, to follow him. We have a choice to follow Jesus and share in God's life. This life of freedom is on offer to us and we have a choice to make, to choose life with Jesus, to go on an adventure with him. This choice is one to make once and for all when we first decide to become a Christian, to say yes to Jesus for always and forever. And that choice is open to you today. I hope that if you've been thinking about it as we've been studying this gospel series, today you might make this choice for the first time. Yet we also choose Jesus daily. We have a choice as we go on this adventure and continue with Jesus to seek him, to continue to remember his death on the cross and the forgiveness which we receive from him as a result of that sacrificial life given for us when he died. We have this choice to accept to be free from sin forever. We also have a choice to follow his ways and choose obedience to do what's right, to follow his example. Whether choosing Jesus' life and this choice for the first time or as part of your continued life with him, today I challenge you to think about these three particular ways that I think we can miss something of the gospel. Three ways that we might have lost some of the fullness, some of the freedom of Jesus. Let me introduce sinner, saint and seeker. Who do you think you are most like today? Let God speak to you today if there's something in the way of you saying yes to Jesus, to his invitation to adventure with him in the freedom and fullness of this good news gospel, Jesus. First, let me introduce sinner. Sinner feels dirty and a mess. They feel low and lost. Sin is wrongdoing, things that we do that are wrong. And it's the very situation Jesus came to save us from. Jesus died on the cross to save us from this loneliness caused by sin separating us from God. It doesn't have to be this way. Wrongdoing stops us from being close to God. It's stopping this person, sinner, from seeing themselves as someone Jesus loves and died for. Sinner focuses on their sin. They define themselves by it. And maybe others have done so too. They struggle to accept the free gift of forgiveness. Maybe you see yourself as this person. Maybe you found yourself in a mess and can't see a way out. In the story of the prodigal son in the Bible, in Luke chapter 15, verse 21, the son says, "I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. We've all sinned, and yet our Father saw us and felt compassion, the Bible goes on to say. He runs and embraces us. Jesus offers to embrace us with forgiveness, hope, life, and he offers a future with him. Our wrongs would stop us and keep us from this freedom and forgiveness. Sinner has a choice. Jesus invites him on an adventure. He says, come, and he gives him what he needs, forgiveness and freedom to share in God's life. What will sinner do? When sinner says to Jesus he accepts forgiveness, then he's free to adventure with Jesus. When he makes that decision and says yes to Jesus, sin's no longer holding him back. I wonder if you identify with sinner. Second, saint. Saint is doing really good things and feels she can keep working really hard to do what's right, trying more and more to earn her way into Jesus' love, Jesus' life. Saint is focused on her actions and her results, the rules and her success. She's missing the point. Saint has ended up thinking that what she does makes her right with God. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 10 says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not your doing, it's the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. There's danger if we begin to think that doing those things is what makes us right with Jesus. Without Jesus, good works themselves fail to deliver what life with Jesus as Lord does. Saint has a choice. Jesus invites her on an adventure. He says, come, and he gives her what she needs to focus and follow him. To follow Jesus' ways and let go of trying so hard to do everything on her own. When Saint says yes to Jesus, she lets go of trusting in her own efforts as she focuses on Jesus and follows him. Jesus calls us to make him Lord, and the result? A life of freedom to focus on Jesus and follow him to do those very same good works, but with him and sharing in God's life, seeing his kingdom come. The works themselves are good and what we're called to do. It's when we get it the wrong way round that we start to think we've earned our freedom. And thirdly, seeker. Seeker is looking for something. We're all seekers after something. We may be seeking after all sorts of things instead of Jesus. Yet the Bible says, seek God first. Let's have a look at what other things seeker might seek instead of Jesus. Which might ring a bell with you? Which do you seek? Is it fitness and health, being fitter, faster, stronger, better? Working out to be sure of the best health? Maybe career, climbing the career ladder, or struggling with overwork and stress, perhaps so that everything else comes after your work or career, school, college, university. Perhaps it's money, going after it, storing it up, keeping it safe, worrying about not having enough, or making sure there's more than needed. Family and friends, maybe you concentrate on having lots of friends or spending all your time on one relationship. Maybe you find friendship doesn't come easy and you focus all your effort in this area. Maybe it's food and drink or some other substance or habit. Is life focused on having the next experience, the next fix? When any of these things are first in our life, Jesus isn't. Seeker has a choice. The Bible teaches us that when we put Jesus first, the rest follows. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." When seeker says yes to Jesus, he is to let go of all he held on to so tightly, to fully embrace Jesus and accept his offer. Seeker must seek to put Jesus first and let go of all else. This is a different kind of letting go. It's not letting go and losing. It's letting go and putting Jesus first and trusting him with these things, trusting him for our future, trusting him wholeheartedly. We don't let go, but we let God take our cares. And the challenge is that each of us is saint, sinner, and seeker with a choice. An invitation from Jesus to do life with him as Lord. He invites us to follow him. He offers us a new freedom today to adventure with him. And he gives us what we need for this adventure. Will you choose to accept Jesus' forgiveness? Focus on him first, letting go of all else. Free to do good works as we follow him. Let's pray for those that want to respond today. Let's all close our eyes. Jesus, today I want to have you as my Lord, seeking you first. I want to follow you more closely and be free from trying to get everything sorted out myself. I accept I'm a sinner and in need of forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, that you are good news and you made a way for me to be free from the effect of sin. Today I want to turn from sin and towards life with you. If I'm doing things and thinking they make things okay with you, help me to learn your way and be your saint doing good works because of your love for me and not to earn it. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me God and inviting me to choose life with you. Amen. Thank you for listening. If you've heard God speak to you today, do share it with someone. Get in touch via the church website or email. We would love to pray with you, whether you're choosing Jesus as Lord for the first time or again today.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Next Sunday, all being well, we've got baptisms at the town park, and we would love to see you in person if you can join us. And then following that, it's our Enfest week, when we'll be running a children's club online each morning, and there are other activities outdoors which we'd love you to come and join in with. Do look at the website and look out for social media where you can see everything that's going on. Have a great week, and God bless.